Item 8, consider and take possible action to issue a request for proposal for website redesign. Kurt, again?
Thank you. This is a follow-up to an item we had. It was back in January. We wanted to issue an RFI at that time, a request for information about redesigning our website. The board wanted more information about what it is we were looking for in a website. So we actually drafted an RFP. We have it. These are the highlights from the RFP. We've listed the items that we're interested in. I'm sure the board wants more information about what it's going to look like or what the cost is going to be and that sort of thing. And when we get responses and proposals that we're considering, we can certainly show you that. Yes.
Rusty?
Have you surveyed other systems websites just to get an idea of what you're...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to go a little bit beyond what Rusty just said. I have a concern about an RFP like this. It presupposes that basically we're building a new one, brand new, from the bottom up to meet our requirements. And I would like to have some thought about whether or not the evaluation of other plans' systems, which may in fact be very good, and there may in fact be some very good ones out there, that we explore the possibility of licensing their system or buying their system or buying another system, because this RFP basically says somebody comes in here and starts with a blank sheet of paper. And I'm not sure why we have to reinvent the wheel. That's what I'm concerned about. It's the most expensive way to go.
Karen? You know, what I would suggest, and I appreciate this report, is that staff bring back a draft RFP. Then we can look at it. I don't want to issue, to give authority to issue an RFP, plus there's no dollars amount in here. The board I sit on, and any other board I sit on, and I sit on quite a few, we review the RFP. So I think staff needs to draft an RFP with what the service requirements are, and I appreciate what Jerry's saying and what Rusty's saying, but you can incorporate that in order to do that. Or are there two issues here? Are we going to issue an RFP for website design, or are we going to issue an RFP to have a hire a consultant to deal with website design? So I think we need to see the RFP before it goes out. And this does not give us, this just authorizes staff to go forward and issue an RFP, but it never comes back to us. And I think we need to see the RFP. Because then we can see the items in there.
I think we need to give direction to staff as to what we're doing the RFP for, either the website design
and that's
or
fine.
Or consultant.
That's fine, but the action, they're requesting authorization to issue an RFP, and I want to change that to authorize to develop an RFP and bring it back. And I think Rusty has a good idea, and Jerry does. You know, they've actually given us pretty much what they want in the RFP. But I think you can reach out, and especially with Gail's expertise working for a variety of other agencies, what they've done. Because there's a pretty standard format for what you want included in a retirement. I encourage us to talk to other 1937 Act counties. You know, take maybe what we should do as members, take responsibility and look at some other websites for other 1937 Act counties and see how, you know, to me it's the maneuverability, the ability to find the data, you know, but they've got a lot of that in here. So I think staff has an idea of what we need in an RFP. I just want to see it before it goes out.
Okay. Deborah?
So I recall us having a discussion about this topic right during the time when Marilyn was leaving and things were kind of up, you know, confused, and we didn't want to really go, we didn't want to dive into this at that time. And what I recall the discussion being was that staff was going to work with at least one board member, and I thought that Will had raised his hand and said, I will help you, to develop a plan forward of not just, and I believe at the time the proposal we saw was for something like $24,000 to just do some patches on the current website. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. It was more than
first
some patches.
It was, yeah.
We wanted the website built on a content management system that we can update content with our administrative staff without needing a web programmer on staff.
Okay.
And that's an RFP criteria.
And I think the discussion went something like, gee, maybe we should evaluate right now whether we need to just start over and build something more powerful on, rather than the infrastructure we have. So what, Kurt, can you just tell me what path are we going down here? What was your plan with this? And maybe that's the discussion. What's the plan?
Our current website is basically a bunch of static HTML pages that are manually edited. Each time we need more content, we type it in there and we put a link somewhere and we hope people can find it. And it's
cumbersome for the user. I know I struggle with it.
It's cluttered and there's links that don't work and it's getting harder and harder to maintain. It's just not the way you build a website nowadays. It's very old architecture.
Right.
It's just all these static pages. We want a content management system, you know, that's formatted in a professional manner so that when we need to update content, we go through something that you don't need to know HTML coding. You paste in the content and it's formatted for you and it can be reviewed by somebody else before it gets made public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the main.
But that can be done in-house. Those things, those mm-hmm. changes can be done by our
right.
staff.
Right.
Or can it?
Well, it will. Once the system's there.
I mean, we're talking about redesigning the whole website. We don't have any website designers.
And I think that's what I'm getting at is your opinion, and that maybe there are other staff here that can weigh in, your opinion or the general consensus of staff is that it needs to be redesigned, that we need new foundation, and we need to build from new. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So then, given that...
Well, and they've given all the things here.
Right. So, and I think the memo is well written, and I particularly, you know, as I read through your list of all the things we desire, the improvements for the redesigned website, the most important thing for me is the very last bullet point, which is state-of-the-art security and encryption, because I think our website, we need to make sure we've got a secure website first. So that would have been top of my list. But regardless, I think you've laid out a plan of what it is you want to do, it seems to me. And the only other question I would have is, have you talked to any IT professionals as to a ballpark? Are we talking about 25,000 still? Or are we talking about 150?
Yeah, we talked a little bit more about price last time. That time, I put in the memo, we were thinking of 25 to 50,000
uh-huh.
for the website, and I mentioned that Alameda County had just redone theirs. It's about 130,000
mm-hmm.
with a $30,000 annual maintenance fee. We didn't think that it was necessary to go anywhere near that. But the cost is something that, you know, when people respond to the RFP, they propose the cost.
Yeah, you'll have a better idea.
Well, you have to put. My understanding is you need to put something in there that...
Requirements.
maybe not.
It is what it is. It costs what it costs.
I agree with you. I don't want to limit it.
Right.
That's why I want to see the RFP in its format before it goes out.
So has the RFP been written?
Yes.
Okay. So then maybe, you know, I think we've established, at least in this meeting, a direction. We're going to build a new website, and maybe if somebody disagrees with that, we should talk about that. I'm in favor of building a new website. I think what we have is old, and it's difficult for not only us, for our participants, our members, and everyone else. So I'm in favor of moving forward with a new website. I was before as well. And I think you've laid out some of the criteria here. If board members want to see the RFP, then, you know, we should distribute it. But I would actually make the motion that we maybe... I don't know. Do you want a motion for approved today, or do you want us to come back after everybody's had a chance to see the RFP?
We've got a meeting next week. Why don't we just continue this item?
I'm in favor of letting staff handle this and this board not getting into all the weeds, but I also am in favor of you distributing that RFP and soliciting comments from individual staff members if, you know, we have...
Well, it's a way to get it out there. It's publicly because... Typically, you put a notice in the newspaper and you send it out to vendors that you think want to apply, but we don't know which. So that's why I want it as part of the of our action is that we are issuing, the board is issuing the RFP. The staff does not issue the RFP. So I if you would consider just continuing this till next week so that we can see the RFP.
Is that true? Staff can't issue RFPs?
It's issued at the direction of the board, essentially. But and normally we don't look at the RFPs for investment firms or legal counsel or but if you prefer to look at it, I mean that's perfectly fine. We can bring it back on the next agenda. If you could just email it to the board members, Kurt, that'd be great. I personally find reading these bullet points more informative than fishing all this
stuff. Well, you don't. That's my point. You're not going to have to read the whole, because there's a lot of structured. Oh my gosh, I can't think of the term.
Boilerplate.
Thank you, boilerplate. But I want to look at the specific things we're asking for, and we. Anyway.
Before we leave the RFP that is written, at least reasonably written at this point, do we have a builder buy piece in there, or is it solely build?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, no, Jerry talked about leasing or buying one that somebody else has spent $150,000 developing,
okay,
and it's a parallel system to ours.
From the developer that I've talked to, what they do is they have certain code that's already written to get this content management system into a usable form that people can use, and they use that same code that they've written and customize it to you. Now, the one thing that can differ is when you buy this, when they do this for you, when they construct this code for you, who owns that code then? Do you own that code or do they own that code? Generally, what I've found is that we own the code. Once we buy it, we have all that code. If we need somebody else to modify it, we can hire any consultant to modify it or modify it ourselves as our code. But they're not building from scratch.
All right, so it isn't starting with a white piece of paper. It's
no.
Okay. Okay. Just with what experience I've had in this, white pieces of paper and building systems are black holes in which you throw money permanently in.
I'm hearing two things that are almost mutually exclusive, $50,000, $75,000, et cetera.
Exactly.
And then, but one of the things that kills project is what we used to call NIHS, which is the not invented here syndrome, where the local people think that it just doesn't fit their specific needs, and eventually you're building your own system. And then you have a different system for every one of the 37 Act plans, and I'm not suggesting you'd never get 37 Act plan to all agree on one system, but I'm just saying that, you know, it's...
Has ever taken this issue up?
It sounds a little like our pension administration system.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, sure. And you'll spend a lot on this one, too. And I support changing, modifying the system and enhancing the system and making it more robust, because it is not acceptable the way it is today. It needs to be upgraded in one form or another.
So back to my original question. I don't know if you've done this, but if you were to survey, not just 37 Act counties, but anybody you think would match what we need on the our website, the survey with the right questions to ask, how they set it up, who they use, and
right,
how easy it is to manage the content. Have you done that already?
Yes, we've done that. I mean, some of the larger systems, Alameda or San Diego, they did an RFP, and there's a website built for them, and they have communication staff and IT staff that maintain it. There's some systems like Sonoma that work through the county's IT. There's several systems, actually, just simply are a page on the county's website, and they do very little. And some systems, like San Joaquin, have what we have, a static group of pages that's edited in-house by somebody who...
Have you looked at the county's website?
Yes.
The Civic Plus?
Yes.
Group? Okay.
Yes, the county.
Okay. I was very impressed with San Diego's.
San Diego is one of the better ones. San Diego and now Alameda.
Alameda just redid it. Yeah.
Right. The So between January and today, the county has rolled out their new website. And, you know, they have different pages for all the different departments.
Right.
We talked to them at the time whether that was right for us or not to glom onto them and become a page in there. As we're, doesn't seem like a step forward from what we have now where we're totally manage our content ourselves, but and with us becoming independent, we don't know if we want to go that way, but it's something we thought about.
I think all these concerns are critical to what the contract will eventually look like, and I think these questions can be answered when we get the responses to the RFP back and the evaluation committee makes the recommendation of the board as to who to select, because these various vendors will provide us with all these different
bells and whistles,
and you know they want to get the contract, so they don't want to have it cost a lot. So
have we appointed an evaluation?
Yeah. Well, we haven't yet, but that's what one of the things we'll need to do is once the RFP is issued. Usually, it's like a 30 to 45 day process. People respond, and then you have a committee that looks at it and decides who's the best based on their responses. And then you get the contract going. So it's a multi-phase process, and I think a lot of these concerns can be addressed as we move forward and looking at, you know, and maybe that's one reason to look at the RFP is these are all criteria of what we want, but in the narrative, in the background, you can state a lot of things as, you know, we have a current platform, we're looking to update, you know, we're looking for a fresh new look, blah, 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 blah. You know, they want to sell us their products, so they're going to be responsive, and we'll be able to tell from that who we feel is the best vendor to select.
So I did work with Kurt, and he looked at a number of different options to kind of research this. I think this is we're getting really into the weeds right here. I think that the flashy sites and all that stuff, I think it should be very simple for what we need. In terms of encryption, I'm not that worried about the encryption as long as the site is secure, because we shouldn't be holding documents on there that are private.
I agree.
I mean, that should be in another service. But I think, is there a motion on the table? Because I think we should move forward with the RFP being distributed by Kurt and have it on the next agenda.
Good.
Yeah, that's the direction.
Well, if there's no motion, I can't make that motion.
Well, I think it's to continue this item. To next week,
you indeed, you.
So that we have before we issue an RFP, if I may, or if Deborah would amend to continue this item to next week to include the RFP.
If I did make a motion, I withdrew it.
All right. All right. I will move that we continue this item to the next meeting to further discuss. Issuing an RFP, and that the background materials include the RFP itself.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everybody.
If you could.
Okay.